Well, it's not the tale of an ancient mariner I'm going to tell you, more the tale of an ancient foreigner. A hero from Pamphylia, the son of Arminius. He was killed in battle, and on the 10th day, when the dead, by now decomposed, were taken up for burial, his body was found to be perfectly sound. He was taken home, and on the 12th day, as he was lying on the funeral pyre ready for burial, he came to life again. And having come to life, he told people what he had seen in the place where he had been. He said that when his soul left his body, it went on a journey, with many others like it, until they came to a wonderful place where there were two openings side by side in the ground, and two others up above in the heavens, corresponding to these. In between were seated judges, who, when they gave their judgments, ordered the just to take the way which led to the right and upwards through the heavens, and to wear on their front the marks of the judgments made about them. The unjust they ordered to take the left hand, downward way, and they too wore on their backs the marks of everything they had done. When he himself stepped forward, they said they wanted him to act as a messenger to mankind, to tell them what was going on there. They urged him to hear and observe everything which happened in that place. There he saw souls departing as judgment was passed on them through the two exits, the opening in the heavens and the opening in the ground. Meanwhile, through the other two openings, souls were either rising up, parched and dusty in appearance from the one in the ground, or coming down all clean from the one in the heavens. The ones who were just arriving looked as if they had got there after a long journey. They were very glad to come out into the meadow and camp there, as if they were at a festival. They greeted one another, those who were acquainted, and exchanged news. Those coming out of the ground asked the others about things up there, while those coming from the heavens asked them in return how things were where they had been. As they exchanged accounts, the first group were wailing and weeping as they recalled all the terrible things they had seen and experienced in their journey, their thousand-year journey, beneath the earth. Those who had come from the heavens, by contrast, were recounting the wonderful things that had happened to them and the indescribably beautiful sights they had seen. To give a full account, Glaucon, would take a very long time, but the main point, he said, was this. Whatever wrongs they had done anyone, and whatever people they had all wronged, for all these in turn they had to pay a penalty. 10 times over for each offence. 10 periods of 100 years each, in other words, this being the measure of a human life. This made sure they would pay a 10-fold payment for the offence. For example, if any of them had been guilty of the deaths of many people, betraying cities or armies and casting people into slavery, perhaps, or playing a part in any other cruelty, on all these counts they earned 10-fold pain for each offence. Equally, due rewards were earned for any good deeds and for showing themselves just and holy. And he said something, though nothing of note, about those who died at birth or lived only a short time. He also described the still greater rewards and penalties for piety or impiety towards gods and parents, and for murder. He said he came across one person who was being asked by another where Ardiaeus the Great was. This Ardiaeus had been tyrant in some city in Pamphylia 1,000 years before. He had killed his aged father and his older brother and done many other wicked deeds, so it was said. "He has not come to this place," replied the one being asked, "nor will he ever come. That was one of the appalling sights we saw. When we had been through everything we had to go through, and were close to the opening just about to come up, we suddenly caught sight of Ardiaeus and some others. They were tyrants, most of them, though there were some private citizens who had committed heinous crimes. When these people thought it was their turn to go up, the opening refused to allow them through. Its mouth gave a loud roar whenever one of these irredeemably wicked people and said they were going to be thrown into Tartarus. He said that for each of them, out of the whole range of fears they were exposed to in that place, this was the greatest, that when they came up to the opening, the sound might be heard, and each of them was only too glad to pass through in silence.